Outside the Box, where real life and real business meet for real talk. Catherine Eaton is a certified management accountant with an MBA focusing on entrepreneurship. From common pitfalls to tax tips, tune in for real advice for small business success here on Outside the Box.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Outside the Box. I'm your host, Catherine Eaton. I'm here in the studio this week with my producer, Eric Glasgow. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
And I'm very excited this week because I have not just one, but two guests this week. With me are Holly Yalove and Rob Spurlock, who are two of the principals with VO Design LLC, headquartered here in Knoxville, just off of Hardin Valley Road. On Willow Point Way, is that the name of it?
That is.
All right. So, good morning to you all, and thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Catherine. Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
No problem. So, we have a number of listeners who may not even know who Holly Yalove and Rob Spurlock are. So, let's start off with a little bit of background. Holly, tell us, where did you grow up, and tell us a little bit about your background.
I've been all over. I grew up in Charleston, South Carolina. I've lived in Virginia, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Quite a few places. Most recently, 11 years in Atlanta.
I was just there.
Yeah, and moved here to Tennessee to be closer to family in 2009. So kind of feel at home now and in the mountains. Love it here. And, basically left the corporate world when I left Atlanta. Was going to be a stay-home mom and have a little mommy business, of which you are familiar.
Yes, and we'll be talking about that.
Yeah, and then my brother had this wonderful little web company that he started with his business partner Rob, and he said, "Hey, won't you help us with some marketing?" And that was kind of all she wrote.
Well, let's turn it over then to Rob, since you've already mentioned him, and your brother is Paul Gibson, right?
Yes, Paul Gibson.
Yes, and we are going to give Paul a really hard time for not being
very
with us
hard
this morning.
Time.
So Rob, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a Air Force brat. So I was born down to Maryville, Tennessee, and grew up there. So I spent most of my life in Maryville and UT.
Hey, Rob, let me interrupt you for a second. We had some technical difficulty. Can you repeat all that again? Sorry to interrupt as the producer here, Catherine.
Sure, no problem. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Keep going.
Okay, great. So I was an Air Force brat, basically, born in Sumter, South Carolina. Moved out to Spokane, Washington, and lived part of my life there. But have grown up primarily in Alcoa and Maryville, Tennessee, all the way up until today, living in Knoxville. So
tell me, Paul Gibson and Holly Yalove are brother and sister. How do you know the Gibsons, the Yaloves? Tell us a little bit how that connection happened. Did you know Paul growing up?
I didn't know Paul growing up. Back in 1997, I had my own business, Infinity Computer Systems and LockNet Internet Services. And I had a longtime friend call me up and say, "Hey, I've got this college kid who needs an internship. Would you be interested in giving him a chance?" And my first response was, "No, I don't need an internship."
That's Rob's first response to everything.
My first response is always no, if you know me. She convinced me to give him a chance. He showed up on his first day, and I didn't even bother coming into work.
And my great mother, first impression.
Yes, it was a great first impression.
My mother hated Rob for years.
I don't think she does anymore.
No, she loves him now.
Yeah, she loves me now. So
I'm going to love this dynamic here.
First impressions are awesome. So the next day he came back, and I actually came into work. And, we started him off. He came in thinking that he was going to build computers for us, and I handed him a front page manual or how-to book and said, "Here you go. Start reading." And he designed our first website for us, now he is where he is today.
So this happens to Paul often, where he says, "I will not do this," and then somehow Rob ropes him into doing it.
So just so our listeners have a feel for who does what, Rob, what
yes.
is your role in VO Design?
My primary roles Number one, I'm the project manager.
Okay.
So I take care of all of our project managers that take care of our website design and our inbound clients or you know, internet marketing clients. I'm also the interface, as you know, as you are our accountant, bookkeeper person. I am the AP and AR facing side of the business for our clients before it gets to you. And primarily, other than that, is the technical side of things, the servers, making sure code is working properly. When things break, they basically come to me to find a fix, fix it, et cetera.
If it sounds remotely techy, we hand it off to Rob.
As he is usually my first call if I struggle with anything techy as well. So, Holly, what is your primary role with VO?
Yeah, well, that's changed a bit over the years. When it was just the three of us, I was titled Director of Implementation, basically because they did not quite know what they wanted to do with me. But my primary role at that time was sales and marketing, you know, you know, just be the face of the company, do all the networking that the two somewhat techie designer guys were not comfortable with doing, or was not their preference. But now, you know, today it's shifted into, you know, I actually have two great sales and marketing people who take care of that. Well, three people that kind of share that the roles that I used to have. And now I am more of our web strategist, of course, also helping in running the business, basically being mama bear, you know, keeping the boys in line.
They probably need it. What I know of them, they need it.
We definitely do.
I'm a real customer service junkie and really, you know, constantly sort of the voice of the customer for our team. Our team is great about customer service, but it's kind of reminding people of the customer experience and what it might be like to be in the customer's shoes.
Okay. So Paul's primary role, and this is where we get to pick on Paul, since he didn't get up this early to come join us.
Paul doesn't do anything. No, I'm just kidding.
Paul's listening, he's going to get even with you.
He's going to be angry with me. Paul's primary role, he is in charge of the graphical side of things, all of our designers. He is the person who's in charge of making sure they're doing what they're supposed to do, making sure the quality is up to spec before it leaves our office and gets in the client's hands. You know, and he and I are also primarily in charge of the little side projects that we work on that are of a more technical nature, little website offshoots and things like that. But he's in charge of the look and feel for our clients.
Okay.
Well, don't forget the gaming machine.
Yes. That was very important.
Well, you knew in a office full of techie computer network internet kind of people, I know there are games hidden everywhere. Nobody just
well, they're not
to
hidden
admit it.
Anymore. No, Paul's most recent project was in his spare time building an arcade game in the kitchen. That's a throwback to whatever era that those games
were. Nintendo, Atari, Nintendo 64, you know.
Frogger, I don't know.
All those
all right.
old games
Frogger
you love playing.
Frogger was the one I was good at.
Yes, so. Yes. Now we have them in the office.
Yeah, he built the arcade and built the, I mean, they're pretty amazing, these two. Paul wears a shirt that says, "Do not ask me to fix your computer," because even though he can, you know, that's not what he does every day.
So I might add that when you and Paul first came to me, you were just about to form the LLC that was VO, and it was just you and Paul, and I believe now you all are up to 11 folks in the
15.
Company? 15.
15, yeah.
Counting the principals and the employees.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting. I love to hear that about the different clients that I work with. And we're going to be talking more about, in our next segment, we're going to do some Q&A and some discussion back and forth about that growth and some of the challenges you all faced, and I'll probably also ask you to bring in a little bit about your prior businesses that you had. You mentioned Infinity and LockNet, and Holly, you mentioned a mommy business, which I am familiar with and have indeed have some of those products. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that. Now, your website is vodesign.com, correct?
That's correct.
All right, you're listening to Outside the Box. You're on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
to Outside the Box with small business whiz Catherine Eaton.
Good morning and welcome back to this week's edition of Outside the Box. I'm your host, Catherine Eaton, and here this week with me are Holly Yalove and Rob Spurlock, two of the principals with VO Design LLC. If you missed our first segment, you're in for a lot of fun this next one. Sorry you missed it, but stick with us and it's going to get even more fun. So Holly, Rob, in this segment, what I want to do is talk about some of the questions that you guys had when you started your businesses. First, Holly, prior to VO, you had a business called?
It was online jewelry, handcrafted jewelry website, e-commerce called Sweet Sparkle Designs.
And I know that you took some pieces that I had from that had been my sister's when she was
Tiger
still
alive. Eye.
Yes.
Some pieces of Tiger Eye.
Mm-hmm. Turned it into a lariat style.
Yes, lariat style necklace. And it's
and
beautiful.
And a couple
on
of
you.
Earrings. Yes. Well, thanks to you, I look even better. So now, Rob, do you wear any of Holly's jewelry?
No, I don't.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. The tiara I made you.
No, I don't wear the tiara. Oh. I only wear that at home when no one's looking.
I wear my own tiara that I made myself.
You are the self-proclaimed princess.
Yes.
Can I get one of those tiaras from Andrew?
Sure. Yeah, I can make them more masculine, you know, with sticks and brand. No, I'm just joking.
Does it have little ponies on it?
Yeah, we do.
Is it a brony?
My Little Pony brony version.
All right,
yes.
We can do one with the Eaton Texan business logo and all. Man,
we have a Yoda brony at the office. So.
Long story.
Folks, see, this is what happens when you have highly creative people on your show.
3D printed Yoda, yes.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
We've been playing with a 3D printer. So
let's talk about keeping in mind not only VO Design, but Sweet Sparkle Design. And then also, Rob, you had Infinity Hosting Solutions and LockNet. Kind of keeping all that in mind, because once you've started a business the first time, I think personally it gets easier each time. But
yes. Well, I think, you know, some of the questions that I had or that I should have thought of was how many pieces of jewelry do you have to make quickly in order to be able to make any money handcrafting jewelry online?
You know, in the world of accounting, we call that break-even analysis.
I should have done some break-even analysis with you, Catherine. Absolutely, because I started to realize that this would never be profitable.
Now, where did you start this business?
I started the business in Atlanta. I had some friends that had Posh Tot Events. It was a birthday party, upscale birthday party business. In fact, one of my friends was, she just posted on Facebook that she was on Good Morning Atlanta. So they're continuing to prosper. But I was a stay-at-home mom. They asked for some help with their business. And then I thought, whoa, handcrafted jewelry would be a great pairing with this upscale birthday party. You know,
I'm going to make so much money.
But no, it was more for fun. And my husband is acutely and painfully aware that this would never, you know, be something that would be, you know, make me a millionaire, but it was something that kept me, you know, in my creative realm, you know, while I stayed home with two children 20 months apart, both in diapers at the same time.
Kind of helps you keep that sanity and remember that you're not just a mom, that you're actually a human being with a separate personality in life.
Yes, but it did give me great experience on running an e-commerce store on my, you know, myself, so.
And I have a feeling that later played into some of what you're doing at VO now.
It did.
So, Rob, tell us a little bit about the business you had prior to starting VO with Paul.
Prior to starting the business with Paul, I had a company called Infinity Hosting Solutions.
And what did they do?
Well, it was primarily a web hosting company.
Okay.
What is web hosting?
Web hosting, it's where your website lives, because it can't live on your computer in your house. Like, we build computers. When we're done building computers right now, someone has to put them on a server so the rest of the world can find them.
Okay.
Infinity Hosting Solutions was that business. It's in the same building where we are now.
And do you still own it or have it?
I do not. VO Design pretty much took over all of my time. So I passed the business off to one of our largest tenants in the business.
Okay.
And when I say tenant, because we have a small data center out off Hardin Valley Road, you know, complete with generator, battery backups, et cetera, the whole nine yards. And we had an anchor tenant, and, you know, I basically just said, hey, I need you to take this over. I need to step away from the business. VO Design.
Boy, were we glad.
Yeah, because I was splitting my focus and, you know, slave to both, master of none, basically. Mm-hmm. VO got half of my time. Infinity got half of my time. It's hard to grow a business at all when you only give it half of your time. So, you know, that may come up later as one of the insights that I have. Give it your full attention. But yeah, so we basically hosted websites, business servers, dedicated servers. People would bring us their servers and we housed them there in our racks and put them on the internet for them, basically. So that's it in a nutshell.
So when you started either those businesses or VO, what were some of the questions you all had that you didn't expect or things that kind of those?
How can I get a Swarovski crystal for like less than 5 cents? That was at the time my big concern when I started Sweet Sparkle Designs, but that doesn't matter now.
How about you, Rob?
You know, my biggest question I had was, how can I grow my business and still make money doing it without giving away my product or my service? So I never did figure out the answer to that one for that business. So,
so how did that experience with Sweet Sparkle Design and Infinity Hosting Solutions, how did that prepare you better for VO Design, and how did the questions change the second time around?
Well, I think running my own, you know, online e-commerce business and trying to figure out how to do things on my own, because my brother said, I designed it for you. Now it's your turn. I can't answer any of your questions. So, because at the time, you know, that he did it for free, you know, so.
Family discount.
Yeah, family discount. So, I realized the struggle that our customers would have in trying to do everything by them, you know, for themselves, and the struggle in communicating with techie people. You know, and you know, that's often the complaint that we hear when a customer comes to our door, is that they've either feel like they've been duped by a web company, or they feel that that they just don't understand the language. And so, you know, we try to edit out some of the geek speak when dealing with customers, and realize that, you know, they don't know what you know your expertise, what you do every day. So I think that part prepared me. I think for Rob, it was more of the you know, Sweet Sparkle was never that a serious business the way the way Infinity was. So I think he got a lot of experience that helped. Right, Rob?
Yeah, for mine, it was primarily a chance to reboot the whole thing, the whole way you think about your business. And I think for us from the very beginning, it was pricing our products to, you know, number one, that would sell. Number two is fair to the client. And number three, that would actually make us some money. So, you know, at the end of the day, you have a business to make money.
Yeah, I think it's the cost of having someone in a seat. You know, what's the cost of that to your business, and how can you, you know, stay competitive,
right,
make the customer understand the value of your product, and not, you know, give away the farm,
and keep them coming back. You know,
I'm usually the one like, oh, let's do it.
That's actually a very common statement I hear from a lot of my business owners, is that I just want to make a living, and the living isn't what they expected it to be.
Right.
And those challenges get really tricky for a business owner. I was talking with one of my guests a few weeks ago, and when I first started my business, I would price it just to get it. And boy, did I regret that later. So we'll talk about some of the challenges in our next segment that you all have run into over the years, and some of the ways that you've dealt with those, and some of the things that you might advise others to do or not to do. In our next segment, folks, we'll be back with my guests, Holly Yalove and Rob Spurlock. You're listening to Outside the Box on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Just a small town girl, living in
Outside the Box, where real life and real business meet for real talk.
Good morning and welcome back to this week's edition of Outside the Box. I'm your host, Catherine Eaton, and I'm here in the studio this week with not only my producer, Ira Glasgow, but I'm also here with two guests this week, Holly Yalove and Rob Spurlock with VO Design LLC. And before we get back into conversation, tell us, if someone wanted to find you all on the web, what is your website again?
It is www.vodesign.com. And VO is like the word video, but no D, V-I-E-O.
And if they wanted to call you, what's the number there at the business?
Oh my gosh.
It's 381. Of course, area code 865.
I never call myself.
381-2231.
I love that look, folks. That
I'm like, I Google it.
That deer in the headlights look.
Yes. You could tell they're web people and not phone people.
Yeah, people often, you know, you contact us through the web. And I went,
I love that.
I know my own number.
If only I could get a picture of that and put it on the web, that would have been great. So,
no selfies, Catherine.
Don't tempt me. We'll sneak one up there of Paul since he didn't show.
We've got to do a selfie in front of this beautiful News Talk 98.7 dashboard.
We will. Shameless plugging for our wonderful station here.
Yes.
So, all right. So let me ask you this. What has been the most difficult challenge that you and that you as the partners have faced in VO over the years? VO was started in 2008, correct?
Correct,
yes.
Okay.
I would say finding a great accountant, but that wasn't a challenge because we found you.
Yes, you guys are so lucky. just keep it coming. Compliments.
I think we met you through Rob, though, right?
Yes, actually, Rob and I, you and I first met in a BNI group, Business Network International.
Long time ago.
You were there with Infinity, I was there with my business.
Yep, that was a long time ago.
Yes.
And then he said, hey, I got this great thing you need to do. You need to go to BNI for me.
And then Yali showed up.
Yeah. And we exploded. So,
yes. Absolutely. We'll blame it all on Holly. She was the rock that just dominated.
Paul
always says, oh, the days when it was just Rob and I.
Yeah. And he really misses those. I'm sure not. So tell us, what's the biggest challenge that you guys have had to face?
I guess you want me to take that one?
Yeah,
I'll give my two cents and you can throw in your nickel. So, my opinion.
My nickel's higher, notice that.
Yeah, in my opinion, the most difficult challenge that we have had so far, and it, you know, may sound self-serving, but we had a period of several years of ginormous growth for us.
Ginormous?
Yeah, we were doing 800% year over year for two or three years in a row. And it presented a lot of problems for us, you know, hiring, bringing mm-hmm. people in,
the
cash
right,
flow.
The right kind of people.
Yeah, the right kind of people, because what we do, you know, it's specialized. You have to be trained for the inbound marketing on the platform that we use and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that was probably the biggest one. You know, that was a huge plus for us, given the fact that we started in the middle of 2008, which was, you know, in the middle of our, you know, to use air quotes, recession.
Yes.
It seemed like we were still able to find great customers to flourish and grow like crazy.
But we had to be flexible. We had to change our product to fit the needs of the time and change it again when the times change. So, you know, in our industry, I always say that internet years are like dog years. I mean, it's
true.
It's even worse today. Things change so quickly. You just have to be able to change with it.
In the world of technology, I think it's – from someone who's not a techie, it seems to me that everything is constantly in motion.
It is.
You know, you buy a computer and 6 months later it's outdated. You come up with a software technology or an app and, you know, days later somebody else has come out with a better option.
Or you build a website and, you know, in 2010, 2012, and you think, oh, this is great. I don't have to do this again for a while. And then Google on April 21st, people. Google is changing their search algorithm to penalize sites that are not mobile friendly. So, you know, it responsive design. I think we were one of the first people in the area to do responsive design, which is basically your site doesn't have to have a mobile and a regular version. It just responds to whatever device, which prepared quite a good segment of our clients for this change. But, you know, there's no way to predict in many cases, what might be coming next. We try. But, you know, anybody who has a website, a couple of years old may not have that kind of technology, and now it's changing again. So,
out of curiosity, do either one of you know offhand just how many websites there are on the internet superhighway, other than just billions?
I don't remember the last
count. A ton.
Yeah, there are a lot.
No, I mean, but if you go if you look at Alexa.com, you can see your site's ranking compared to all the the websites, and that sort of gives you some idea, I guess.
But I'll say Google it.
Google it. Google's our friend.
That will be our trivia question for next week's show. Next week, I have Colby McLemore coming on,
Colby.
And I'm going to stump him with that question. So nobody tell him.
I'm sure that he will listen to this, and then he will know.
All right, we'll see. If he gets it wrong, I'm going to throw rotten tomatoes at him.
Good.
So besides fast growth, what is it, how should I word this? What is it you like best about being the partners in a business that's obviously growing quickly and throwing curveballs at you with changes from Google and
Well, I like change. So, I mean, this bit, when I was in the corporate world, I managed a team of intranet developers. And mm-hmm. back then, you actually publish a site several times a day to keep it updated, like actually push it out. And it wasn't just, I know it's hard to conceptualize that today, but I love change. I love fast paced. I love not boring. So for me, that kind of environment is an environment that I do well in, or at least can tolerate on days when it's crazy. But I think the biggest reward is helping. We are in an industry that helps other businesses grow. So, our tagline is elevating big ideas. Like we really, get pumped by, helping someone with, whether it be an entrepreneur or, an established business, wanting to take it to the next level and get a lot more value out of their online presence. This is like an employee working for you 24 hours a day. Your website can be this lead generating machine if you build it right. So, we've gotten, I think one year we get this letter at Christmas time about how it was during the bad years, the 2008, 2009, 2010 years. And it said, in an industry where all of my peers were losing their businesses, mine thrived. And I thank you guys for that. So that was it just made us want to cry. Well, only me, because they don't cry.
We don't cry.
But I think Rob has a different, for him, there's a different, he loves helping customers, but I think he has a different sort of spin.
What's your favorite or least favorite thing?
Well, my favorite is the fact, it sounds corny, but the fact that we are able to actually have employees and provide jobs for people. So that's the biggest thing, to come in the morning and see an office full of people who
smiling.
Enjoying what they're doing. They work
wearing
above and
the
beyond.
Tiaras.
They're awesome. Our team is amazing. Amazing team.
Yeah. The least fun part of it is just I think Holly and I brainstormed about this. Well, it's the least, it was hard to come up with. And we came up with our little daily tasks that we have to do, like making sure we have enough toilet paper, making sure that we have paper towels, things like that, that are just an annoyance. But you have to have that for your people to remain happy. So
all of you small business owners with employees out there, Rob Spurlock says, to keep your employees happy, make sure you
don't
have enough
toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
And paper towels. I could see that could be critically important. It is the little things. That
don't ask him if it's happened.
No, TMI, right? So, well, when we come back for our last segment, we're going to talk some about everyone's least favorite topic, and that's taxes. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the challenges you guys have faced with regulations and some of the ways that you've learned to put up with that. So you are listening to Outside the Box on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Yeah, we like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video band.
to Outside the Box with small business whiz, Catherine Eaton.
Good morning, and welcome back to our last segment of this week's edition of Outside the Box. I'm your host, Catherine Eaton, and I'm here this week with Holly Yalove and Rob Spurlock, two of the partners in VO Design LLC. And if you decide you want to check out VO, they are at www.vodesign.com. And VO is video without the D, V-I-E-O. And let me ask you,
where did you get that crazy name?
Tell me what VO means or where you came up with that.
That would be two techies, namely Rob and Paul. I actually love the name now, but when I first was introduced to it, I said, that's a terrible name. No one can pronounce it. No one can spell it. But it's grown on me quite a lot over the years. But it's Latin for to weave together.
And why is that appropriate?
Because we weave things together for our clients on their website. Actually, it means more nowadays since we do the internet marketing as well.
Yeah, I mean, it has morphed a little bit over the years, but it is basically weaving together the digital and traditional aspects of your marketing, weaving together everything from your domain name to your search engine optimization. It applies to just all the weaving that is done in our jobs.
All right. Well, I think that's probably something I wanted to make sure I asked you guys to explain for our listeners, because it's not every day you hear the term VO, let alone
although when I got Latin. Here, they said they'd heard of us, so I was all excited.
Well, they heard of you because these guys here at WOKI are brilliant.
Yes.
And well-informed. Aren't they, Eric?
If you don't believe us, just ask us.
Just ask. That's how we are, yeah.
So let me ask you this. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the regulations and the challenges. And as I said before we faded to break earlier, taxes. And I know that is everyone's favorite topic, especially this time of year. What was the biggest uh-oh moment for you all when it came to that?
Well, you don't know what you don't know about taxes until you learn more about taxes. And how different they are, depending on what services and products you provide. It's just, it's maddening, I think. Thankfully, that's Rob's area.
Rob's a pro at that, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, when I first started my business, which was back in 1997, it was very simple. You know, you charge tax on products. You didn't charge tax on service. And I can't remember, but I don't think you charged tax on shipping either. I can't remember that far back anymore. But it was so simple. If you charged a service, if you did a service and you didn't sell them a physical product, your taxing was so easy to do. And over the years...
But what is a physical product today?
That's true.
Yeah, that's...
Inquiring minds.
It's gotten quite complex. And, you know, my only recommendation is talk to your bookkeeper, tax person about what you're going to sell before you sell it and find out what's taxable, what's not, and what combination makes one thing taxable in one way and not in another. And we have incidents of that in our services. So just talk to your tax person and get all the details before you start, because it's easier to do it right from the beginning than to try to go back and fix it later.
Yes. If you train your staff, for instance, if you train your sales team on what, you know, needs to be taxed and what doesn't and how to describe it to a customer, and it's different in different states, it's crazy, especially if you provide a service that can be, you know, web-based service, marketing services, those can technically happen anywhere. We have clients all over, and people will compare you to other agencies that are in other states, and it's really, really a confusing boat. So you want to get all those questions answered up front. Of course, that doesn't mean they're not going to change it, which happens too. The quote unquote, they, Catherine, but, you know, I know a really good tax person.
You do?
Her name is Catherine Eaton.
Yeah, I know one too.
Eaton Tax and Business Services.
You know, I need to have you guys back on the show much more often.
Hey, marketing is what we do. You should have asked us, you know. No.
We can get you out there.
Yes, you can. And you are definitely helping me in that area. What do you, if there is someone out there who is thinking, hey, I'm going to start a business, no matter what it is, whether it's product, service, what would you say to them?
You will not be rich right out of the gate. I think growing up, you know, you think, oh, someone who owns their own business, they're, you know, they're always rich. That is not true, people. It really takes a lot of hard work. And if you put your money back into your business to invest into your business, mm-hmm. And into the salaries of your employees, you know, sort of the Simon Sinek book, Leaders Eat Last, you know, that's sort of our philosophy at VO. And, you know, you have to really pay attention every day to kind of keep moving forward and trying to find efficiencies and profitability without risking customer satisfaction. It's a hard balance.
That's a really good way to put it. I think from my conversations with new business owners and folks who have started a business, they are often shocked at how long it takes before they're able to draw a regular compensation or draw out of the business. It shocks them because that's not at all what they expected. So, Rob, what would be the biggest piece of advice you would give to anyone getting ready to start a business or thinking about it?
For me, there's actually two things. One, when I started my first business way back when in the Stone Age, someone told me once, pay yourself first. Everything else will come afterwards.
Who told you that?
I don't recall, but I know very well that that was what I was told. Because if you are not making an income and not getting paid, nothing else is going to work. You're not actually doing a job. While there are some truths in that, you know, like you just said, today, that's not really the way to do it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to make sure that you are taking care of everything before you take care of yourself. If you're not, you know, and you have other people who have different opinions, if you're not willing to put your house up for your business, then you shouldn't be starting a business. And, you know, you got to think, who in the world comes up with these sayings? You know, you shouldn't have to put your house up if you do it right.
Plan the work the plan.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Good is advice. Plan it. Get with someone like Catherine or your attorney or the combination.
Well, Catherine knows everybody. So yeah, all you do is get
if you
Catherine,
don't know an attorney, she'll Catherine will tell you. Get all your ducks in a row. I'm get all your questions answered. Yeah, that's what I recommend is do your homework first before you jump in.
So three key people you would say to have on your business advisory team outside
marketing company, VO Design. Kidding.
So business owner, outside of the entity itself or the company he or she has, sounds like you're saying attorneys can be valuable.
Definitely, yes.
We've worked with Jim Rose of EQ Consulting, and he has been an amazing help to us as well. I mean, having a business consultant to sit back and sort of, you know, play a referee and some, I mean, that he came into our lives a little bit later in the game. I wish we'd had him earlier.
Don't forget Judy as well.
And Judy, yeah. Business, yeah. Yeah.
Is that Judy Householder?
Judy Householder. Yes. Okay. Judy's helped us with some HR type stuff and Jim with strategic planning. And I think the biggest thing is a lot of people don't think that you need to invest in that kind of help. They're trying to keep as much money, you know, in their pocket as they can. But if you don't invest in that type of help of an accountant, you know, a business attorney, you know, and a business consultant who those people might recommend to you as well. I mean, that's a bad choice to not invest in that help because they'll help you save money down the road.
And definitely a Catherine Eaton.
Catherine Eaton of Eaton Tax and Business Services.
She can steer you the right direction.
I would echo what you're saying about the team players because the thing I have found is that often when we get together and have a meeting, we can sit there and talk about things that are going on. And then, as I often tell my clients, sooner or later, I'm probably going to make you angry because I'm going to say that's a stupid idea. And I find that valuable. I love it when people tell me I have a bad idea. So it's helped me prevent a lot of mistakes in the future. So, well, you've been listening to Outside the Box with my guests this week, Holly Yalove and Rob Spurlock of VO Design. Join me next week when Colby McLemore is with me. You're listening to News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I think I've been blinded, baby. What can I see?
can reach Small Business Whiz Catherine Eaton at 865-357-8824 or online at eatontaxandbusiness.com. And tune in again next week for Outside the Box, where real life and real business meet for real talk on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.